Want to find the perfect Father's Day card? Dad deserves better than a drugstore card. This year, surprise him with a special personalized card from Moonpig. You can add your favorite photos and a heartfelt message. Plus, no more worrying about stamps or going to the post office, because we'll mail it for you the same day. Every dad deserves a Moonpig card. Get your first card free with code PODCAST at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome. What were the two names again?
Sloppy Seconds.
Yeah, and
Jordan and Williams. William and Jordan's weekend release.
Okay, right. For the edit, because we haven't decided yet what we're going to call it. Welcome to William and Jordan's Sloppy Seconds. Welcome to William and Jordan's Weekend Release, our new bonus podcast where we see how much extra content we can fit in. It's going to be quite loose, but in each episode we'll chat through a couple of pieces of correspondence and see where we end up. William.
Well, what a lovely idea. This is where we give you more. We give and our listeners receive.
Love is something if you give it away. Give it away.
Is that a Eurovision
give it
song?
Away. Love is something if you give it away, you'll end up having more. For love is that's a hymn that from primary school.
I don't think that's a hymn.
I sing that in primary school. That's a hymn.
No, but just because you sang it in primary school doesn't mean to. I sang cauliflowers are fluffy, cabbages are green. Doesn't make that a hymn.
In year six, when we got a bit naughty, we changed the verse of that. So cauliflower's fluffy, cabbage is green. Broad berry sweeter than any I've seen.
Broad
beans sweeter than any I've seen. No.
Beetroots purple
and onions black.
White.
All grow steadily day and night. The apples are ripe. This is where we changed it. The plums are red. The broad beans are shagging in the hospital bed. Yeah. We changed it. Do you remember in year...
How old? What are you
year six? Ten. No. Year six. Remember you were allowed to sit on benches at the back of the hall?
Well, we were in chapel pews, but it...
What?
In effect, they're glorified benches. We were in pews in the chapel.
Did you do your assemblies in a chapel?
Yes.
Oh, God. Did you ever have that kid, you know, at end of year assembly, they always got a certificate for attendance or something and they were never there on the last day?
We'd get a headmaster's tie. Headmaster's tie, I appreciate it does sound like something that you do on the bed, but it was a maroon tie with the school crest, and it was for a certain achievement. I got one for drama, I think. I can't remember.
You got one for being a drama queen? Wow.
I think when I got it, I wasn't quite a queen, but I was certainly a lady in waiting, let's put it that way.
We've peaked already on our new bonus episode.
Goodbye, thanks for coming.
Thanks for listening, have a good weekend, ta-ra. As you know, for some reason, Jordan gets a lot of... Oh no, that's your bit. Sorry, G and Divas, this is all new to us. It's a new episode, so it's new. Go on.
Yeah, I mean, you still struggle with the same script after 5 series, so, I mean, God knows how you're going to cope with this.
Oh God, what is this? Right, come on, there's a lot to...
Now, as you all know, G and Divas, for some reason, Jordan gets a lot of direct messages from people who see something in him that I and most of us with our full function of our eyes don't. And this week we saw Ali tweet about a dream she had about our Jordan. So naturally we had to hear what it was all about. So Ben got in touch to ask Ali about the dream, and this is what she said. Jordan, are you ready?
I am ready.
Absolutely love the podcast and currently binge listening to older series. I was listening to it last night before bed, so I imagine that's where my dream came from. I sat on what I can only describe as the coach from Channel 4's Coach Trip. No idea where we are going, but I'm fully aware that someone is kicking the shit out of my seat. I turn around to give them hell and realise it's Jordan North, literally the man of my dreams. Fast forward over bits I can't remember. The next thing I know, I'm straddling him, and he's asking me if I want flowers. I'm thinking, it's a little too late for that now, winking face. Apparently we have a date on Wednesday night, or maybe Thursday, as he couldn't make up his mind.
That sounds like me. In all of this, that sounds like me.
Fast forward a bit, and I'm walking down a country road, dressed in my dressing gown.
Oh, for God.
Now it's like one of your dreams. I happened to meet him walking with another girl. My heart was broken. All's not lost, though, as he tells me the girl was his sister, and he already had bought the flowers. The only problem is he forgot to tell me what time he is picking me up. And then I woke up. From Ali. Jordan, anything to say to Ali? Is that dream going to become a reality anytime soon?
Jordan, I don't know what to say.
I mean, Ali, you're entitled to your fantasies. You're entitled to your dreams. And between you and I think it's going to stay that way.
No, don't be horrible.
That's not a slight on Ali.
I mean, first of all, Ali, like, if you're having dreams about one of us two, then you need to get a bit of a rain check in. I mean, I know we're all going through a tough time. I haven't been dressed for the past 2 weeks, but like, if you're dreaming
about appeals,
if you're dreaming about me and William, then come on, Ali, come on.
I don't think she's dreaming about me.
You're better than this, Ali. You're better than us, this.
I would like to know if anyone has actually had a dream about me. It doesn't have to be sexual.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't be on a coach. But if you've had any sort of... I had a dream the other night that I was asked to carry the Queen's handbag.
Oh, how was that?
It was an honour.
You know, Coach Trip that Ali mentioned in the dream? One of my best friends is going to be on that. Sam.
Oh, really?
That you met. Okay. Yeah, he's going to be on that.
Yes, lovely Sam.
So he's on with his brother. It's all been filmed. It's just waiting to go out. But yeah, I've always wanted to go. I won't mind doing Coach Trip because you won't have to go on a plane.
It's your ideal holiday.
So if anyone
do you think we should go on Coach Trip together?
Oh, do you think we should? Right, if anyone from the company that makes Coach Trip is listening...
Do I need to go on... Is the coach essential? Could I travel in a separate car and then just sort of be pushed
on
the coach?
No, no, no.
If
anyone from the makers of Coach Trip are listening, me and William would love to do it. We actually would. Oh, God, that'd be class if me and you did Coach Trip.
Here is our second piece of correspondence. This is a response to something that happened a few weeks ago from Rowan. If you can remember, cast your mind back, Rowan wrote in to us about using his uvula indoors. If you missed it or you need a reminder... Here's a clip. Dear Jordan and William, firstly, I'd like to apologise for putting Jordan first in this salutation, but Jordan went to a state school and we must stick together.
How do you know that?
My dilemma is that I'm currently in my second year of a music degree training to be an opera singer. Gosh. Uh-huh. From one extreme to the other.
What's a famous opera song?
Go Compare.
Go compare, go compare, go compare, yeah.
My dilemma is that I'm currently in my second year of a music degree training to be an opera singer. Unfortunately, my university has closed due to the pandemic, so I have had to go home. This means that I spend a large proportion of my day practicing in my room. I have to practice, but I'm also aware that my parents and older brother are now working from home and I'm disturbing them. It is highly likely that my neighbours, no apostrophe, are also disrupted by my practicing. I try to keep my practicing to between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. and my parents are very supportive, but should this outbreak go on for an extended period of time, I fear my practicing is likely to wear thin. Any suggestions as to how you make this kinder on them would be greatly appreciated. Kind regards, Rowan, the next Luciano Pavarotti.
When you say nothing at all,
Ronan Keating.
Life is a roller coaster.
There's a lot of singing in this new series, and I'm not loving it.
Oh, so that was Rowan there using his uvula.
That episode was called Help, I Want to Use My Uvula. And here is what Rowan got back in touch to say.
Why didn't we do this ages ago? This is such a good idea.
A few weeks ago, I wrote in regarding when and how I should practice during quarantine. I must thank you for your advice, as the result has been visibly less agitated parents and siblings. Excellent. Ah. I would, however, like to educate Jordan on a couple of points.
Go on. Wait.
Oh, he's got his pen.
Got my pen. Right, come on.
Firstly, as soon as William mentioned opera in this particular episode...
Oh, shit!
Burst.
I've just... Wait there. Oh, for... You know me brilliant white walls?
Are they just... no longer brilliant white?
I've just got pen mark on it. Do you know what? How to get pen? Oh, that's going to bug me, that is... Oh, fuck.
You need a magic sponge. My friend Jonathan recommended a magic sponge.
I've got one of them, actually. Right, go on.
Well, then
carry
on that. Firstly, as soon as William mentioned opera in this particular episode, Jordan burst into song. Unfortunately, the song he sang, Jerusalem... Hold it for a minute. Okay. Unfortunately, the song he sang, Jerusalem, could best be described as a hymn or an anthem. Hymns are not involved in operas, and operas rarely have anything to do with religion at all. In fact, most operas are based around fairly unholy subjects, such as prostitution or murder. Comparing hymns and opera is somewhat akin to comparing Clifton and Burnley. They are in no way similar. The second thing I would like to point out...
Let me just come in there. Sorry to interrupt, William. Rowan, believe it or believe it or not, I've never been to the opera. I've never even seen an episode of Oprah. So, don't assume that I would know this already. William.
The second thing I would like to point out is that Jordan referred to opera songs. The correct name for songs from operas is aria, not the character from Game of Thrones, Jordan. The word opera translates from the Italian as song. Therefore, referring to pieces of music in opera as opera songs is like saying song songs, which is wrong. I completely understand that this art form is not something that many people know a huge amount about. It is also not an art form that many people feel an inclination to learn about. But situations such as these really do boil my piss, and I often struggle to contain my annoyance when I come across people who, quite understandably, aren't particularly well educated in this slightly obscure genre. I often feel the need to correct them, but I'm aware this makes me look like a pretentious twat. A 30-second tutorial on how to be passive-aggressive would be exceptionally helpful. Kind regards, Rowan. Lots to digest in that.
I mean, I didn't say Rowan was a pretentious twit, but I am getting that vibe from him. And it's people like you, Rowan, why people like me feel like they can't go to the opera.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I would rather poke my eyes out with a knitting needle than go. But other than that... No, I'm cultured. Have you ever been to opera? You haven't, someone... have you?
No, I have. Someone invited me to see The Magic Flute. It was a disappointment, but... sat through it nonetheless.
What's it like? I've seen Phantom at the Opera.
Oh,
does that count?
No, I sat through The Ring Cycle.
What?
Wagner's Ring Cycle.
I bet you did.
Mm. So do you feel slightly more educated in opera?
Maybe no, I do.
Should go to one.
Do you know what? I think that should be... When all this is over, we haven't done an episode.
Go to maybe Madame Butterfly, The Barber of Seville, which is who you need to go and see based on your hair.
Yeah.
We could go and see Cosi Van Tutti.
Rowan, I get what you're saying there.
Jordan thinks it's something you order in a restaurant.
The correct names for songs... I'm writing this down for operas, is aria.
No, aria.
Aria.
Long A. An aria is like an award that you're absolutely never going to see. An aria.
little radio in-joke for you there, G&D Divas. It is pronounced... An aria is like the Oscars for radio. Very good, very good. Just before we go... Correct name for songs from opera is aria.
Aria.
Aria. Not the character from Game of Thrones. And the word opera translates from the Italian as song, therefore referring to piece of music in the opera songs is like saying songs, which is wrong. Right, got that, Rowan, thanks very much. We'll leave you to it. You go back and watch reruns of Inspector Morse with your nana. Thanks for getting in touch. Is the echo on this?
Want to find the perfect Father's Day card? Dad deserves better than a drugstore card. This year, surprise him with a special personalized card from Moonpig. You can add your favorite photos and a heartfelt message. Plus, no more worrying about stamps or going to the post office, because we'll mail it for you the same day. Every dad deserves a Moonpig card. Get your first card free with code PODCAST at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.